NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Arab League observers are now in Syria. The BBC's Jim Muir reports the team is beginning its mission in the restive city of Homs in the central part of the country. Activists report the government has been bombarding Homs for days, stopping just as the observer team arrives.
Activists said the bombardment of Baba Amr and other embattled districts of Homs ended during the night, and tanks and other armored vehicles began pulling out of the city early in the morning, just as the Arab observers were on their way there. Homs was first on their list of places to go to monitor implementation of the peace plan Syria has signed. Under it, all violence is supposed to stop, with armed forces withdrawn and detainees freed.
And that's the BBC's Jim Muir reporting from Beirut. An Al-Qaeda front group says it is responsible for a wave of attacks in Baghdad last week that killed nearly 70 people. The Islamic State of Iraq says it is trying to support Sunni Muslims in prisons and the memory of those who've been killed. The attacks targeted markets, groceries, government buildings, and other sites in mostly Shiite neighborhoods. They were the first major attacks since the last U.S. troops left Iraq this month. North Korea's new leader has met with a delegation from South Korea. It is the first time Kim Jong-un has hosted visitors from the South since his father, Kim Jong-il, died last week. And as Jason Strother in Seoul, South Korea, reports, North Korean media are celebrating the younger Kim's ascension to power.
Television footage shows Kim Jong-un clasping hands and holding brief conversations with the visiting South Koreans. The delegation was comprised of a former South Korean first lady and a prominent businesswoman. Both advocate better ties with the North. It's pretty clear now that Kim, who is only in his late 20s, is poised to take control of the reclusive state. He's been dubbed the great successor, supreme leader, and dear comrade by official media. North Korea will lay the late Kim Jong-il to rest tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.
Hackers who released private data from intelligence research company Stratfor over the weekend have made good on their promise to release more information. And NPR's Jacob Margolis reports on the latest releases by the group Anonymous, plus their promises of still more.
Since the first list was released, some credit card holders have seen large charges made to their accounts. Midday Monday, hackers leaked additional names, credit card numbers, addresses, and passwords of private Stratfor clients. The list is available for anyone to download on the web. But Stratfor has said that the confidential security reports to their clients were safe. However, the hackers have said that they've only released a small amount of the stolen data. They claim to have over 200 gigabytes total, and they've said that more releases should be expected throughout the week.
And that's NPR's Jason Margolis. This is NPR News. Scientists monitoring twin unmanned spacecraft headed for the moon say the two probes are on track for lunar orbits this weekend. NPR's Howard Berkus reports they're designed to measure lunar gravity.
NASA and MIT scientists want to map the moon's gravity field, which may help them learn more about the precise shape of the lunar surface and why the far side is more rugged. Twin satellites the size of washing machines and named Grail A and B are scheduled to enter lunar orbits this weekend, one on New Year's Eve and the other New Year's Day. The measurements they make in orbit and in relation to each other will help scientists map lunar gravitation. Data isn't expected until March. NASA used a relatively small launch rocket to save money, so the trip took 3 months longer than the manned Apollo missions. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
You may never have heard of him, but you've heard his lyrics and his drumming. Musician and producer Ralph McDonald has died at age 67 of lung cancer. He wrote the lyrics for Where Is the Love, made famous by Roberta Flack and the late Donny Hathaway. McDonald produced Grover Washington Jr.'s biggest album, which included this hit, Just the Two of Us.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try.
And he won a Grammy for Calypso Breakdown from Saturday Night Fever. Ralph McDonald beat the drums in the background for many a top name in the music world. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.